Today we're going to do Tainis Daf Tes Vav Amid Aleph. The only thing is, we're only going to do the Mishnah, and we're not even going to do the entire Mishnah. We're only going to do part of the Mishnah, because it's a very, very long Mishnah. The Mishnah goes all the way until the middle of Tes Vav Amid Beis. We're beginning a new parak. We're beginning the second parak of Maseches Tainis. This parak is going to talk about the seven last fast days that they had when it hadn't yet rained. And we're going to talk about three primary topics relating to these seven fast days. First, we're going to talk about the order of the tefillos of these fast days, and how they would give mussar and everything to the people in order to get them to do tshuva. Second thing we're going to talk about is who has to fast on these fast days that didn't have to fast on the previous fast days, which new people are now have to fast for these seven fast days. And the third thing we're going to talk about is the proper time to establish these fast days. So let's begin. Says the Mishnah, Seder Tainios, the order of the tefillos on each day of these seven last fast days that they had for rain, Ketzad, how does it go? What is the order of the tefillos? So Matziya Nesateva, first they would take out the Aron Kodesh, which has a Sefer Torah, L'Rechove Shel Ir, to the town square, to the center of town, V'Nosnin Efer Miklin, they would put burnt ashes, Al Gabe Ateva, on top of the Aron, V'Uverosh HaNasi, Uverosh HaBezdin, V'Kol Echad V'Echad Nosin Berosho. They would also put some on the head of the Nasi, and on the head of some of the ashes on the head of the Av Bezdin, and right by the place where a person would put tefillin, in the makom of the tefillin, and every person in Klal Yisrael would put a little bit of ashes on their own heads. Hazakin Sheben Omer Lefnei and Divrei Kivushin. Now the Zakin amongst the group, the elder wise man amongst the group, would say things that would inspire people to get them to want to do tshuva. And he would say to them as follows, Achenu. He would say to them, my dear brothers, you should know that it's not the sackcloth and the fast days that cause Hashem to change his mind and to bring us rain. It's going to be only tshuva and Maisim Tovim that does it, because we find by the men of Nineveh in the story of Yonah that when Yonah gave them Musar, that in another 40 days there's going to be a terrible suffering for the city, they were makabel what he said and they changed their ways and they did tshuva, and their tshuva was accepted. And even though they wore sackcloth and they fasted, the pasuk, when it describes why Hashem listened to their tshuva, the pasuk does not say lo nemar ba'anshei Nineveh. It does not say by the men of Nineveh vayara l'kim es sakom ves tanisam, that Hashem saw their sackcloth and their fasting and that's why he did away with the decree against them. Ella, rather, what does the pasuk say? Vayara l'kim es ma'aseihem ki shavu midarkam hara'a. Hashem saw their actions that they did tshuva, and that's what ultimately did it for them. Ubekabalu omer, it says in the Navi, when we always call Navim divrei Kabbalah, so it says in the Navi, v'kiru levavichem al begdechem, and then the pasuk concludes v'shuvu al Hashem elokeichem, that the primary part of tshuva is kiru levavichem, to rip open your heart, to humble one's heart, and to make a decision to change and to do tshuva. So after the Zakein says these inspiring words, amdu b'tfila, they would get up to daven, maridin lefnei ateva, Zakein v'ragil, and they would appoint as the shliach tzibur, an elderly Talmud Chacham who's familiar with the tefillos, v'yesh lo banim, and he has to have children, uveso rekam, and he should be poor, so that he should be desperate, and he should really be crying out to Hashem, kedeshe libo shalem betfila, so that his heart will be complete in his tefillah. So let's make main point number one, Musar, that fasting and sackcloth are secondary to sincere tshuva. And appointing a qualified and desperate shliach tzibur. Good. So now, after this is what he would actually daven. After the tzibur would daven Shmona Esrei. They would daven the quiet Shmona Esrei. So the chazan would begin va'omer lefneim esrim va'arba'a brachos. The chazan would say 24 brachos Shmona Esrei shebechol yom. He would say the regular 18 brachos they say every day. U'mosav aleihen, and after that od sheish, he would add another six. Ve'eluhen, and these are the extra six. Zichronos, he would throw in psukim about zichronos, just like we do in Rosh Hashanah. V'shofros, just like we do in Rosh Hashanah. That's the second thing he would add. Third thing he would add is the Mizmar chapter 120, Kuf Chaf in Tehillim, where it's Hashir HaMelos El Hashem Batrasali V'Krasi Ve'Aneini. Then the fourth thing he would add is chapter 121 in Tehillim, which is Hashir HaMelos Esa'enai El Aharim. Fifth thing he would add in is our very familiar chapter of Tehillim, Kuf Lamid, which is Hashir HaMelos Mimamakim Karasicha Hashem. And then the sixth thing he would add in is the Mizmar of Tehillim Kuf Beis, Tefila La'ani Kiyatov. And in each bracha, he would add a baruch. With each of these things, he would conclude with an actual bracha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo Yitzarech Lomer Zichronos V'Shofros. No, Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't have to add in the Zichronos and Shofros. Ela Omer Techtayan, Rav Kiya Ba'aretz Dever Kiyihya. He would say psukim from Malachim Aleph that discuss famine instead of Zichronos. And Asher Hayad Dvar Hashem El Yirmiyahu El Devarei HaBatzaros. And other psukim in Yirmiyahu, Parak Yudalid, that talk about famine in place of the Shofaros. So they wouldn't have Zichronos and Shofros. The Mishnah now brings the end of the that he says on each bracha, Va'omer Chosmehen, and he would say the conclusion on each and every one of those parshios, he would conclude as follows. Al Harishona, on the first bracha, which is the bracha of Re'ena Va'anyenu, after he adds about the Akedah, Hu Omer, he would say, Mishana Savra Mahar Maria, Hu Yane Eschem, Vishma Kol Tzakaskam Ayamazeh, that the same Hashem who listened to Avram Avinu at the Akedah should listen to us and should answer all of our crying, Baruch Ata Hashem Goel Yisrael. After he finishes Goel Yisrael, he begins to add the six brachas. Al Ashniya, on the second bracha, which is the first of the six additional brachas that was added in, after he says the Pesukim of Zichronos, Hu Omer, he would say, Mishan es avosenu al yamsuf, Hu yana eschem v'yishma kol tzakaskem ayom hazeh, that the same God that answered Klal Yisrael's prayers at the Kriyas Yamsuf should answer our prayers today. Baruch at Hashem, Zochar Neshkachos. Blessed is Hashem who remembers those things that are forgotten. Al Ashlishis, on the third bracha, which is again the second of the six additional brachos, which is after the Pesukim of Shofaros, Hu Omer, he would say, Misha Anales Yehoshua ba Gilgal, Hu Yana Eschem Yishma Bekol Tzakaskam Ayam Hazeh, Baruch Ata Hashem Shomei Atrua, that the same Hashem that remembered Yehoshua when in Gilgal, which is where Yehoshua laid siege to the city of Yericho, and they blew shofaros and they davened, and that's why the walls of Yericho came crumbling down. So the same Hashem who performed that miracle should listen to our tefilos. Baruch Ata Hashem Shomei Atrua, blessed is Hashem who listens to shofros. Al HaRevius, on the fourth bracha, which again is the third of the additional brachos, after he says the Shir HaMalos Al Hashem B'Tzurasali, Hu Omer, he would say, Kimisha Anas Shmuel B'Mitzvah, Hu Yanes Chamishma Kol Tzakaska Mayom Hazeh. The same Hashem who answered Shmuel in Mitzvah, where Shmuel davened that they should be victorious over the Plishtim, should answer our Tfilos Baruch Ata Hashem Shomei Tzaka. Blessed is Hashem who listens to our crying out. Al HaChamish is on the fifth bracha, which is the fourth of the extra brachos, Hu Omer, he would say, Misha Nesalio Bara Carmel, Hu Yan Eschem Yishma Kaschem Hayom Hazeh. The same Hashem that listened to Elio Bara Carmel when he wanted to prove the Nevi'e Habal, the prophets of the Avodah Zarah Baal, wrong, and he built a Mizbeach and he brought a carbon and he davened to Hashem, Anini Hashem, Anini Hashem, answer me, that a fire should come down from Shemayim and consume my carbon and not theirs, and Hashem did this great miracle. So that same Hashem should answer us as well in our time of need. Baruch Ata Hashem Shomei Tefillah. Al Ashishis, on the sixth bracha, but the fifth of the additional brachos, after he says Shir HaMalos Mimamakim, Hu Omer, he would conclude Misha Nesiona Mimei Adaga, Hu Yana Eschem Yishma Bekol Tzakaska Mayom Hazeh, Baruch Ata Hashem Ha'ona Beis Tzara, that the same Hashem who answered Yonah from the stomach of the fish should answer our tefillos as well. Al Ashvius, and on the seventh bracha, which is the sixth of the extra brachos, where he would talk about Mizmor Tefillah La'ani Kiyatov, Hu Omer, he would say, Mishan is David Shlomo Benobi Yerushalayim, Hu Yana Eschem Yishma Kol Tzakaskam Ayom Hazeh, the same Hashem who answered David and Shlomo, his son, in Yerushalayim, when they needed things, he should answer our tefillos as well. Baruch Ata Hashem HaMerachim Al Aretz. So the Mishnah brings a story that talks about the order of the Tanios. But first, the second main point, the Mishnah lists the conclusions of each of the additional brachos, of the additional six brachos. So now the Mishnah is going to bring a story. Maisa, there was a story. Bimei Rabbi Chalafta Rabbi Chanan ben Taradion. In the day of Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Chanan ben Taradion, Sha'aver Echel Defnei Ateva, that one guy who got up to serve as Lashliach Tzibor on a fast day, the Gomer Asa Bracha Kula, and he finished the Bracha of Goel Yisrael with all the things that we had into it, Vilo Anu, but the Tzibor didn't answer Amen. They didn't respond. Rather, instead, they said Baruch Shem Kol Mach Sol Yolam Ve'ed, instead of saying Amen. So the Shamish announced, Tiku Akwanim Tiku. And then he said that they should blow the shofar. And then he said, Mishana Savram Avinu Bar Maria, Hu Yana Eschem Yishma B'Kol Ta'akaskam Ayom Azeh. And the Kohanim blew the tekiah, and tekiah true tekiah, and they that's what they did. So afterwards, the Shliach Zibor said in the Brach of Zichronos, and at the end, the Shamash again announced, Hariu B'nai Aaron Hariu, blow a trua. Everyone should the Kohanim should cry out in a trua. And then he said, Mishana Savosinu Al Yamsuf, Hu Yana. So the Kohanim blew their trua, and the Shamash announced at the end of the bracha all the additional brachas. By each one of these brachas, they kept on doing this over and over again. But when the Chachamim got word that they had this unusual practice, they said that wasn't our minhag to not answer Amen at the end of the bracha and to answer Baruch Shem Kol Malchso. El b'Shar Mizrach v'Arabayis. It was only in the Shar Mizrach, in the Eastern Gate, and in the Harabayis alone, that's where, when the Beis Hamikdash was around and they were daven by the Harabayis, that it's only there that they had this minhag that they didn't answer Amen. But everywhere else, we answer Amen. So main point, I guess, number one, this would be on Amud Beis, is that even though there was one place where they said Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam Va'ed instead of Amen, we only do that by the Beis HaMikdash, by the Harabais. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem will continue next time in the Mishnah from Shalosh Taniyos HaRishonos.